Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
He's a no-sweat swing. Today is the first day that I feel like the Invisalign I'm wearing is like messing with my speech. And I don't like it.
Yeah. But sacrifices we make. Good.
Yeah. Yep. I'll gladly sacrifice the quality of the show for my own personal vanity.
Say cheese.
I already signed my contract, so I can say that. With today's MLB postseason no sweat same game parlay token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets. If your wager loses, step up and find your pitch. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Also, subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Femi broke down the Heisman Trophy market ahead of Week 6, and Femi and I both broke down Monday Night Football. And like, comment, and subscribe, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. All right, bets for Yankees Red Sox coming up at the end of this segment. Femi, hit us with some other games that you'd like to discuss for NFL Week 5.
Yeah, let's get into the Detroit Lions and the Cincinnati Bengals. Right now over at BetMGM, this is a 10.5-point spread. Detroit, the 10.5-point road favorite, and you watched the game last night. Obviously, not too many people looking to back the Cincinnati Bengals, but sometimes in the NFL, you got to go dumpster diving, and I'm ready to go dumpster diving. I'm throwing on the hazmat suit. Like, we're going in there. I'm going into the jungle. I actually like Cincinnati in the game. Now, of course, the offensive line is atrocious. They're horrendous. But looking at the injury report, Cincinnati, like Detroit, they might be down both of their starting corners. And if there's one area that you can attack with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, that is the exact area. Like, I think that the Bengals are going to actually be able to move the ball much better than what we saw last night, where it's, hey, here's Patrick Surtain. I know Riley Moss was getting picked on last night. Like, those things happen. But like Patrick Surtain did a really good job on Ja'Marr Chase in the limited reps that he faced him. There's no corner like that for the Detroit Lions. I like the idea of backing this team that's been blown out in a couple games against a team like Detroit that just blew out Cleveland this past Sunday. So I'm going to go with the Bengals at 10.5. I have not made the bet yet because I'm assuming nobody else wants it, and maybe we get an even bigger number by the time we get to Sunday, but I will be betting the Bengals at anything more than 10 this upcoming Sunday.
I give you credit. There's no way I can get there with the Bengals, while acknowledging that, you know, like I bet some Titans last night because I think that point spread's way out of whack. If you told me it was a different opponent than the Lions, I mean...
Detroit's going to have their way on offense.
Yeah, the Lions might score 50 in this game. And then, like, can the Bengals score 40, like, to cover the spread? I'm not saying I want to bet Detroit. There's no way I'm betting Cincinnati. I give you credit for having the hood spot to make that bet. What other games do you want to discuss?
The other games, I don't really have strong opinions. I did want to get your thoughts on Thursday Night Football because we haven't talked about that one yet. We have some injury news with that game. But, like, Cowboys-Jets, I agree with you. At 3, it's a bet on the Jets. Like, it just cannot be 3. I think both Miami and Carolina stink. I don't want to dive into that one. Like, unless you have a strong betting opinion, I have no betting opinion. I think that should be around a pick 'em. That's where we sit right now. Says a terrible thing about Miami, the fact that they're a pick 'em against this Carolina team that just lost 42-13 to New England. But hey, I don't think Miami should be like 3 or anything like that. So I'm fine with that point spread. But Niners Rams. And I want to give it some more thought, but I want to kind of talk this one out because Brock Purdy dealing with a toe injury, Ricky Pearsall's got a knee. Juwan Jennings has a rib. None of those guys practiced today. And Wednesday will obviously be a very big day for those guys since the game is coming up on Thursday against the rival Rams here. And the point spread is now out to 6.5. And I would not be surprised if at some point tomorrow or maybe on Thursday on game day that we eventually get out to Rams -7. Like, let's say Purdy gets ruled out, or even Jennings and Pierce all get ruled out and Purdy plays. Man, the Niners are really, really up against it. Is there anything you want to do with this one?
I don't think Purdy's going to. I don't think he should have played on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't look like himself. like that felt like it was maybe like, hey, let's rush him back. And because like I think also, like, isn't Mac Jones injured? Like, he's dealing with a knee injury. So who knows? Maybe like, I don't even know Mac Jones could have played last week. But I kind of think that this is actually Rams or pass. I might pass the game. I just don't like where we're at with the 49ers. The injuries seem to be mounting. They're way, way too much. But can you really lay 6.5 after like this was like 4.5 a couple of days ago? Like, I don't know how I want to attack this one, but I kind of want to talk it out.
If it went to 7, I need to see who's in and who's out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if everyone's playing for the 49ers, that the point spread of the game, I think I said this yesterday, like in between 3 and 3.5.
Yeah.
So like not fair. Like Niners +3.5 or Rams -3, I think would have been like fine bets in that game. No Purdy. Obviously, Purdy's better than Mac Jones. That matters. No Pearsall and Jennings. I think you could probably talk your, like, 6.5, I think, is probably really fair. 7, if Mac's going to play, and we'll see what the injury report holds. DeMarcus Robinson's back now off suspension. You've got Kendrick Bourne. Kittle's not going to play, but he hasn't played for a couple games now, obviously. So I think this will be the fourth game that he misses now.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider betting the Niners if I got a full 7 and Mac is starting at quarterback. But that we got to thread that needle, though. Otherwise, yeah. I have no interest in San Francisco on Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, and this Rams offense looks really, really good. Stafford's healthy. I mean, I don't think the Niners have any answer for Puka. Nobody has an answer for Puka Nacua, at least it stands right now.
Is Puka going to win Offensive Player of the Year?
If Stafford stays healthy, I think he is.
Have you bet him at all?
I have not bet him. I feel like I might just have to wear the L, you know? Like, I don't want to chase it. And all of a sudden, it's too early in the season to chase it. Like, things can happen. Like, who knows? Maybe Jonathan Taylor has, like, a 200-yard game against his Raiders defense, and all of a sudden you bet, like, a 2-1 that's now, like, out to 3-1 or something like that. So maybe
I just tell you, what I think the problem is that if Puka stays healthy, he's going to break, like, every receiving record.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah.
He's on pace for like 180 catches.
I mean, how many? He's getting like, what, 15 targets a game?
It's bananas.
It's insane. Like, now,
he may not stay healthy. I mean, he gets like nicked up every single game. He's so physical, like he may not stay healthy. But yeah, I think that's a little interesting. Let's table the Rams Niners discussion for tomorrow when we have more injury information. Jets +3 for me. I would agree for the moment. No opinion on Dolphins Panthers. We can talk about it tomorrow with it moved. You better bet on this Tuesday.
Sorry to interrupt, but you don't seem to like the fallen hero spot with Baltimore this week.
Not yet. I mean, just
Do you think we get to three?
No. I mean, like, maybe, and then it'll probably come off three.
And it comes off, yeah. I could see it touching three, then, like, people immediately, I mean, because, like, it's such a massive middle there for those who bet Houston. I mean, like, Houston was, like, what, 9.5 last week, and then, like, 6.5 at open in a couple sportsbooks, down to 4.5 yesterday, now down to where Houston's now the favorite. But I think we might touch three. I think at that point, I'm just going to bet Baltimore to win the game.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Please,
yet.
Cooper Rush.
I'm not there yet to be able to say that I want to bet the Ravens to win. I think they're probably going to lose, is my guess. Not definitely. They could win. I think they will lose next week to the Rams and be either 1-4 or 1-5 or 2-4 entering the bye. Yankees Red Sox starting in 18 minutes. First pitch from the Bronx. Max Fried and Garrett Crochet. Yankees -140, so the Yankees have been the side that's been getting bet over the course of the last 24 hours. Total 6.5, juice to the over with two excellent starting pitchers. Femi, how are you betting Yankees-Red Sox coming up game one from Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, we're out to +120, so that means I'm betting the Boston Red Sox. This is a bet on Garrett Crochet. They could be making an argument that he was actually the best pitcher in the American League this year, even better than Tarek Skubal. He's been that strong. He's a workhorse. I like him in a big spot. Like, he doesn't have like a ton of playoff pedigree. I understand that, but I just like how Crochet has been pitching this season. I just like the vibe of this Red Sox team. And with all the pressure being on the Yankees, give me the +120 with the much better pitcher in the game. Like, that's no disrespect to Fried. It's just more so praise to what Crochet has been this season. So I'm rocking with Boston tonight. I also like Boston with the series. I bet some +165 last night. So let's go Red Sox.
That's a terrible thing to say at the end. Now, I brought my Yankee hat to wear today. I wore it this summer to the beach a couple times.
I was going to say, that one's seen some things.
This looks like John Wetland's 1996 hat when the Yankees won the World Series. People remember that. That's now in Cooperstown in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So this Yankee hat, I need to get a new Yankee hat. This hat's seen better days, but I can toss it on here for a minute. Listen.
There he is. Nicky Pinstripes is back.
Listen, the Yankees are better than the Red Sox. Now, the Red Sox might have the vibes, and Aaron Judge might suck in October. Guess what? It's still September. Aaron Judge going to homer tonight. You get a great Max Fried start, and I do think Max Fried's got that dog in him. You agree? Max Fried does have that dog in him, right?
Yeah, he's got that dog. Yeah, also likes to put a lot of guys on base. Yeah, hey, he's good. Yeah, I give him respect. He's good.
Better bullpen, Yankees or Red Sox?
I mean, it's the Yankees. I mean, a better bullpen. Do the Red Sox need it tonight?
Who has more star players?
Oh, the Yankee lineup is way better than the Boston lineup.
And the bullpen's better, right, for the Yankees?
I'd say so. But don't let Chapman be out there on the mound.
Great. I hope Aroldis Chapman pitches tonight.
What about Cora versus Boone? How do you feel about that one?
Well, you know, that's like asking me, how do you feel about, you know, if there were like an MMA fight? And one fighter, not a great fighter, and the other was on massive amounts of steroids. Who's better? Like, one cheats. I don't know. Like, does Alex Cora, do we have the garbage cans? Are there buzzers?
Might have something new. If you can't put it past him, he might have something new.
Look, I think
you're getting that plus money.
I think Boone's the worst. But do we know, is Alex Cora cheating or no?
I mean, could go either way with him, given his past.
Was David Ortiz on steroids? Because everyone in the media says he wasn't.
Now he's going after Big Poppy.
Well, do you think David Ortiz used steroids or no?
I'm going to say yes, he did.
Yeah,
yeah,
of course he did.
In my opinion. Yeah.
Of course he did. I mean, now listen.
Most people, yeah.
All the Yankees were on steroids also, and the Red Sox steroid users were better than the Yankee steroid users, but still, the Red Sox were all on steroids. And Alex Cora's a cheater, and the Astros are lying, cheating scumbags, and their World Series title should be taken away, and they should all be in Guantanamo Bay. And so should AJ.
Why are you nervous? Why are you nervous today?
I'm not, and the Yankees are going to win.
Okay. That wasn't the tune yesterday. Seemed a little bit nervous.
You know what? I am nervous. Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. We start the hour. We will speak to Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.